You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted, as always, to be joined by Mr. Liam Williams, who's got a hat on indoors. Why have you got a hat on indoors?
Do you want to know the truth?
Is your hair fucked?
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's not fucked, it's just very long, and it's not a good look for me. I look like a fucking... I got a tennis ball head. Wet, fluffy tennis ball head.
Let's have a look. Go on, just show us. Let's have a quick little...
Come on, Cook.
Come on, mate. Just a quick look. Mate, that's what your hair looks like the whole time anyway.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Your hair looks exactly like that every time I've ever seen you.
Yeah, for you, because small margins, you know? Because it's a... This is a short day, got small margins, but I'm going to put it back on anyway because I'm not feeling it.
How are you, first of all?
I'm good, mate. I'm very well. I had a good Christmas and that, just obviously not much to do, but encouraged me to stay at home a little bit more and spend more time with missus and my little girl and that.
Nice to hear.
It was good.
Good. Let's jump straight into it then. In an interview I did with Chris Eubank Jr. yesterday, he said that he looks at fights like yourself and also Kell Brook as warm-up fights, tune-up fights, nothing more than that.
Yeah, great. Happy days. Then he shouldn't be too bothered about taking the fight, then, should he? It's just a quick warm-up for him, nice, easy money. In and out, job done, then. Let's do it, and I'll happily be his warm-up.
It was Callum Sowland that actually, in an interview with me a few hours before yesterday, he's the one that mentioned your name. He mentioned Kell Brook's name, Murata's name. He mentioned a few names of people that he'd like to see Chris potentially fight this year. And like I said, that's when I asked him about it. He would brand them as kind of tune-up fights. But you're talking about, obviously, yourself and Kell Brook in a former world champion. So, obviously...
Maybe... Yeah, a real former world champion, but a real champion. None of these bullshit belts that fucking the Chris Eubanks got, IBO, just chuck it in a bin, don't want it anyway. And WBA regular, what does that mean? Nothing. Fuck them off. Shite them out.
Do you find it disrespectful, you being labelled as a warm-up fight for anyone?
Yeah, a little bit. I haven't really, I don't take too much offence by it because Eubank is Eubank. He's just a prick anyway, isn't he? So you can't change them type of people. He's just a prick. There's no other way to put there. And, throw his little plastic belts away, and he's fuck all. He's just a dick, and no one likes him anyway. So he's just a fool.
Obviously, his interview, yes, he come on the back of him signing with Callum Sutherland, who has kind of more links to UK as well as wherever else in Europe. So if they were serious and the fight was put to you for this year, kind of considering where you are in a little bit of limbo land with this situation with the WBO, etc., is that a fight that would interest you?
100%. It's a fight which interests me anyway, because I spoke to Frank this morning, and he says I'll know more this evening or like overnight about what's happening next through the WBO and whatnot. So I'm expecting to have something, a good idea of what's going to happen very soon. And to be honest with you, regardless of what happens with the WBO and stuff, I'm open to a clash with Chris Eubank Jr. anyway, because I'm confident I'm going to beat him and come through and still get my chance afterwards anyway. So who cares?
Judging by the reaction on social media yesterday after Eubank made them comments, I think a lot of people were kind of up for that. I mean, I know it's been spoken about before, yourself and Eubank, but obviously nothing's really...
There's a lot of interest. I see a lot of...
There is.
Massive interest there. I see everybody. If that fight was to be able to get made, then I really think it interests so many people.
And you're confident you could beat and knock Chris Eubank Jr. out?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, I think I could knock anyone out if I hit them, you know, with the right shot and whatever. But I would. To fight the likes of someone like Chris Eubank Jr., I wouldn't go in looking for that one punch knockout or anything like that, because he's, you know, to his credit, he's a very tough man, and you know, you'd have to break someone like him down first. So I wouldn't go in, you know, supremely confident of the knockout, but I'd go in supremely confident of the win. For sure.
He's outlined Gennady Golovkin as his number one target this year to fight. Callum Sutherland also said that they're going to attempt to make that fight with Gennady Golovkin. He was linked with a fight with Golovkin a few years ago when...
Which is when Callum took the fight, yeah?
That's correct, yes.
He's been chasing him for years, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. It's all well and good chasing someone now they're on the slippery slide, isn't it? So, I don't. Golovkin's still got a lot to offer, but he's not where he once was, and it's all well and good chasing him now. He's not the same kind of fighter, I believe.
Just coming back to yourself, what is your understanding of the WBO, Demetrius Andrade? Jamie Munguia, what is your kind of understanding of that situation?
As far as I'm aware, Demetrius Andrade doesn't want that fight with me. I hear he's looking into a fight with Billy Joe. Excuse me. And then Billy Joe's fight, looking for a fight with Canelo. It's just all up in the air at the moment. And I'm a little bit pissed off, to be honest with you, that they're allowing these other people, the likes of Andrade and Billy Joe, to have any kind of part to play in where I'm going. I'm fighting for my belt. Never mind any of them. I'm my own man, do you know what I mean? So I need to... I feel like they need to enforce it a little bit more, because I'm just being, you know, I'm just having the run around at the moment, and it's pissing me off a little bit.
When do you hope to get some clarity on this situation so you can kind of target what you're going to be doing for the first part of 2021?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm hoping to get a bit of a ruling off the WBO or whatnot tonight or overnight. So Yeah, hopefully they'll give me a couple more answers to what's happening. But until then, what can I do? Keep training, keep myself in physical shape, and we'll wait. And when the chance comes, I'm sure we'll make it pay.
Well, we look forward to hearing news. It seems to be kind of long-winded, all this situation, and it's obviously no fault of your own, or obviously your promoter's fault. It's just the situation, obviously, regarding the WBO. So regardless of what's going on, they should just make a decision and kind of stick with it.
Yeah, what's so complicated? Fucking, if Andrade wants to fight Billy Joe or Canelo, whoever that may be, then fuck off and fight them, but just stop holding me, do you know what I'm saying? It's a bit of a piss take, to be honest with you, but what do you do? That's boxing, and the more experience you gain, I just suppose you learn to deal with these things a lot better. If this was 3 years ago, I would have been pulling my hair out, fucking punching holes in my bedroom wall. But I'm just getting used to it.
But this is a new, chilled out version of Liam Williams, obviously.
Of course.
All right, Liam. Well, listen, when you have got some news, we'll do another catch-up. But, yeah, just wanted to kind of check in on you and get some thoughts on kind of, yeah, what's being said over the last 24 hours or so. Have you got anything else you'd like to add, mate, before we finish?
No, mate, nothing. Just as I said, just excited for when my good news does come. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be worth it. I'm looking forward.
No problem.
Thanks for your time as well.
No problem. Liam Williams, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV as always. And we'll definitely catch up with you again. Hopefully not too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, not too distant future, yeah?
Not too distant future. That's what I meant.
Fucking hell, cool. Daft bastard. Hey, listen.
Go on.
Listen, how did you manage to get yourself an interview with Chris Eubank? Because didn't they not like you at one point? I remember something going on. Didn't you upset them or something?
I had some issues with Chris's dad, which were sorted out.
The Ninja Turtle.
A few years ago.
Had some issues with the Ninja Turtle, yeah?
Had some issues with Chris Eubank Sr. And they were sorted out, and the rest is history, yeah.
Okay.
Some people know about it, some people not, but yeah. It's all good.
I'm glad you made friends, pal.
Just want to get on with everyone, you know what I mean? It's not easy, but I just want to kind of get on with as many people as I can.
Easy life, huh?
Yeah, easy life, yeah.
That's what I'm all about.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Love, positivity, energy. All that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Liam, thank you so much for talking to us on TV, and we'll definitely catch up soon.
Good man. I'll speak to you soon, Kuzia.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.